it's hard to let go of the sugyas we're in. Ve'emes, I think that b'siyata d'shmaya, if we go over some of the things in the, that we've been doing in the inyanim of shovivim, of taira, of kedusha, the nisyanis of the zman, there's enough here to get through a lifetime. If we go over the yisaitis, I give you a haftacha. There's no, you don't need that much more. But we have to learn these things up. We have to relearn them up. We have to try to put it into ourselves. It's very easy for me to yap away in a shmooze. I'm very good at talking. I've always had a big mouth, unfortunately. Finally putting it to good use. But it's very easy for me to do this. But then I have to go home and I have to live these things. And the same thing with the Olam. It's easy to hear it once, but it's kedai. Because of modern technology, we can hear things over and over again. It makes a reishim. So we're in the sugya of Schoik. We found that Rabbi Akiva, the Tana, tells us in Perek Gimel of Avos, that Schoik v'kalis reish are margilin le'erva. We pointed out that the word Schoik, which means playing, also it means laughter. Schoik and Schoik are osius mukhlafas, the sin and the tzadi. Schoik, laughter, brings to erva. We were trying to understand what this is. What is Rabbi Akiva trying to tell us? And the Maharal revealed to us an amazing thing. He says that Schoik is simcha yisera, too much happiness. Right? We're always told to be in a good mood. That's one of my jobs, is telling people to smile. I've never told somebody that he's too happy. What does it mean to be too happy? We pointed out that the yisoid is, tzchaik is being too happy for this world. You're somewhere else. You're in a party. You're crazy. You're into crazy things. And somebody who wants things that are crazy is out of whack. Like we brought from the Rambam. The Rambam says an amazing thing in Perek Beis, Halacha Zion of Deis, Lo yia adam baal schoik vehitol lo atzva ein, and a person shouldn't be a baal schoik. He shouldn't either be depressed, ela sameach, he should be happy all of his life. And we pointed out the yisoid is that sadness, atzvas, comes from being tight, not being able to maneuver. We brought the Gaon's son, Rav Avram, who says atzv is to be mitzumsam, to be stuck. My life is not working for me. And simcha is, life is great. I'm sameach b'chelki. I see how I'm moving. I'm advancing. I'm sameach. I'm growing from my experiences. And schoik is somebody who's too happy. He's living outside of his life. He wants something nuts. Something crazy. And if somebody wants something crazy, then guess what becomes married? Boring for them. Marriage. Marriage is very happy. Right? Baruch Hashem, I'm happily married. Boring. Good old plain hello, how was your day? Boring. I want action! Craziness! Person who wants craziness will go to Arias. There's a lot of excitement outside for people who don't know how to be happy and only know how to be crazy. Schoik v'kalis reish or margilin le'erva, because someone who lives with all of that playing around wants to play all the time and doesn't know how to enjoy life. The metzias of real simcha, of day-to-day happiness. Arias the Maharal says from Chazal, Rashi already brings it in last week's Parsha, and in Parsha's Vayera, it's called tzchoik. It's called fun, excitement, crazy. And somebody who's looking for these things, he could, you know, I see these chasanim. They're like, I'm ready for marriage, right? And then I'm like, sure, you can do it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, let's get out to Tehillim, right? Because these people were crazy when they were Bachrim, and they never stopped being crazy. And marriage is so normal. What are they going to do? How are they going to do this? And that's why I'm speaking to Bachrim. And Avrechim are welcome to come. But we're working on this early. Because the metzias is that life of simcha is very mundane, is very much my chelek of where I am. I spoke to a Bachar who's in dating. You know, you have to ask this question. Is there an issue of attraction? You know, you have to go through all the things. Attraction. He goes, she's nothing crazy, but I'm attracted to her. I'm like, well, Baruch Hashem, she's not crazy. Somebody who talks like that, there's no hope. I didn't ask you if she's crazy. Why do you even think she should be crazy? Baruch Hashem, she stims with you. It means it works. Baruch Hashem, she's not crazy. But if somebody thinks in those terms, she's not crazy. And even though she's new, because he never had a wife before, this is a crazy thing. I got a vart, l'chaim, everyone screaming, mazel tov, mazel tov, and simcha spad, and all these things. This is unbelievable. And then marriage comes after the Sheva brachas. That's it. Because it's not exciting anymore. And all these chassanim are so excited to be like this, they don't know that in just 2 weeks' time. It's not a mitzias to be living in tzchaik. It's not something that would ever breed simcha, happiness. A person can be a person who enjoys a good laugh. The Rambam doesn't say you can't enjoy a laugh. We all love a laugh. It's very healthy to laugh. The Rambam says a baal tzchaik. He's not playing ball. He's a baller. Right, he's got those bottles and no one's ever believes anyone can buy something expensive, pouring for everybody. He's a baller, Rabosai! He's not just playing, he's a playboy. His metzias is one of playing and playing and playing. He's the joker. That's his metzias. The Rambam's saying such a person can't have a normal life. Can't be happy. And it's a Gehenna for these people. Because they would love to be happy with the simplicity, with the beauties of life. And they can't because they're crazy and they need craziness. The Gon said something last week, which I said, you know, sometimes I pull a fast one on you. I say things that I don't understand. And I understand part of it, so it's enough to get by. But then I come home, I'm like, did I really understand what I was talking about? And I didn't. This is a Gon, Rabbi Yisai, in Koheles. Zayin Vav. He says, Ki kechol hasirim takas hasir kein tzchoik haksil. V'gam zehevel. The Gon talks about the jokesters in the world. And he says there are two powers in a human being that separate him from the animal kingdom. Okay? One is very popular. Everybody knows this one. That man has an intellect. Right? We all know that, I hope. And a person who uses his intellect is living a life of a human being, not like a behemoth. Fine. Then the Gon says, there's another thing that a man has that a behemoth doesn't. Schok. He has the ability to laugh and play. I ask you a question. This is the Vilna Gaon, Rabbi. So we're going, Bezus Hashem, to the Gaon's kever. Pachad Pchon, the Gaon. The Gaon had everything in the world at his disposal to say about a man. He says man has an intellect which separates him from the animal kingdom and the ability to enjoy a joke. That's the difference between a human being and a behemoth and an animal. Didn't go in last week for me. I had to sit Siyata Dishmaya, the schus of the tzibur. Listen to what I think is pshat and Gaon. A man has the ability to live different than an animal. One way is to live with his intellect, a rich existence of seichel, above the animal kingdom. And man has something that an animal can never do. You know, an animal can't play around. An animal has to live its life. A beaver must build a dam. You'll never see a beaver. You'll be like, hey, beaver. I mean, if you could talk to them. Beaver, why don't you build a dam today? I had too many beers. I'm just like this. Oh, I can't do that. Right? Animals don't know how to play. They live their lives. They have to live their lives. If someone's a bucky in National Geographic, they will know exactly, if they're in a safari, what the lion's going to do right now. Because that's what he needs to do. A human being is the only one who's capable in the Bria to not live his life. He is able to be so dumb, so ridiculous, such a fool, laughing in the fire, as the Gon says. No other creation could be so stupid. That's what the Vilna Gaon is saying. It's a Pella. And if you don't believe it, just watch how we act. It's like, he's right. The Gon is right. How do we do that? right? I never saw a cat overeat. We have a, there are cats, you know, they don't, there are cats all over the place with my kids when we do pickup. There's one really fat cat, right? I tell my daughters that it's Chalent over there. You never see a cat dropping of a heart attack. It could be that I'm not a veterinarian. Someone could be chalik on me. But they know how to eat exactly. But us, we do everything that's out of our existence. We're capable of ruining everything. Like the Mesilas Yesharim says, that an Adam who's not Zahir, Zahir is a basic understanding of the seriousness of existence, is worse than an animal. Because an animal has basic instincts that keep it out of danger. And a human being is capable of ignoring all of those things and just laughing like crazy their whole life until the joke is on them. It's an unbelievable kayak. That's what the Vilna Gaon's talking about. And there's a metzius over here of tzchok. What is tzchok? This is something that's quite amazing that we're about to discuss. It's a davar noira, actually. We find something very interesting over here. This is from the Machshevet Zchara, it's Reb Tzadok HaKohen. Yud Gimel. Something I would never have noticed and I never would have dared to say a pshat in. But says Reb Tzadok HaKohen, the Pasuk says in Vayera, Chaf Aleph, the first time we encounter the word tzchok, laughter, in the Torah, it says about Yitzchak, right? It was a laughter that came from Yitzchak, Vayigdal Hayelet, Vayigamal, Vayasav, from Mishta Gadol, Vayomi Gamelis, Yitzchak. We're finished hearing about Yitzchak, who is the Av of Pachad in the world. Like we said last week, he's the one who laughs last. He prepares for Olam Haba. Yitzchak is Oisias, Yisharim, Tzadikim, Chasidim, Kedoshim. He goes through the entire Mesilas Yesharim his whole life in order to enjoy the laughter at the end. What's the very next Pasuk? Fascinating. Vateira Sara es Ben Hagar. Hara saw the son of Hagar Amitris, Asher Yalda Lavram, Mitzachek! He was playing around. Says Reb Tzadok, you think it's a coincidence that right after we find out about Yitzchak, the man who laughs last, the one who's preparing for Olam Haba, we find out about this Yishmael, who's a jokester. And Chazal Darshan, he jokes, Gili Arayas is compared to Tzchok, Shvichas Damim and Avodah Zarah. We'll discuss it a little bit later, the connection of all those things. But says Reb Tzadok, you know what's happening over here? Once Yitzchak teaches us how to really laugh, and he opens us up to Olam Haba, the place where we laugh last, then there has to be somebody who's telling you, come on, you want to wait so long? You want to wait that till then? Come on. A little Gili Arayas, a little Shvichas Damim, a little Avodah Zarah. Let's laugh now. Let's laugh now. Let's have a party. Why wait? And Reb Tzadok says it has to be this way. This fight between these two things. Why is Olam Haba a place where we laugh? Can I explain it to you? This is very exciting. Why do you laugh? You know how you laugh? You laugh from something like a surprise, right? Right? You get into that party. I'm not 40 yet, maybe a couple years, but hopefully, I don't know, my wife might listen to this. Maybe they'll throw me a 40th. Surprise! Ah! You're here! You were supposed to be in America! Right? It's exciting! It's new! You don't expect that. You thought you were just going to a restaurant. They bring you into that room. They say, sir, there's something wrong with your seat. And you go there. Ah! Surprise! Exciting, right? You always laugh from something exciting and new that takes you off guard. Right? That's really good comedy. That's how it works. Olam Haba is the biggest surprise you're ever going to get. It's called a Shir Chadash. The next world is called a new song. I'm not talking about just a new song. It's a new song that you never would have the ears to be able to hear. Imagine someone would give you new ears that could hear new tones of music. New tones that you would have never been able to hear. Imagine somebody would give you new eyes to see new things. Not something that you just weren't expecting, but totally new. You didn't have the kalim for these things. You start laughing, but you don't just stop laughing. You continue. First, you go to stage one of Olam Haba. Next. One surprise after the next, till infinity. you keep going from one to another, that in this new Madrega you couldn't, no way! One after another, laughter after laughter of real, real surprises. And the world is offering excitement, but they're cheap imitations. They're not real surprises, Rabbi Osai. These are cheap imitations of surprises. I have to see Batman 26. I have to. I heard the Batmobile's going to be pink. They're running out of things to give you, Rabbi Osai. Luke Skywalker was in Shemayim and the Chabad Shliach got him. He's a comfort. I have to see it. They're running out of things. How long can you make things that are not new? Ein chadash tachas hashemesh. Shlomo HaMelech knew exactly what he was saying. There's nothing new. And everyone wants to see something new. They're hoping something will be new. But then it becomes old. And then they try to make it new again. Right? Sometimes they just take the same cereal and they try, I don't know what they're thinking. They go, same delicious cereal, new package. Whoa, that's amazing. It is, apparently. Because they can't get anything exciting anymore. They're squeezing it all up. When I go to Pathmark in America, I want to stop doing this. They're still playing the songs from the 80s, Rabbi Osai. What's going on? Nothing's happened since 25 years I've been out of this. It's the same thing. Over and over. Ein chadash tachas hashemesh. And you know what they tell you? The sky is the limit. You know what that is? The sky is the limit. That sounds like a lot. Do you know what it is? That's a big limit. Only the sky. The sky is the limit. That means you stop at the sky. That's exactly the problem. Olam Haba starts at the sky, Rav Osai. Everything down under the sky is in Chadash Tachas HaShemesh. You won't find anything under the sky. Everything's happening above the sky. All the she'ifas, all the preparations you're doing are for a world that will make you laugh like crazy. A matzav of real tzlaik. And everything else is under here. iPhones seem pretty exciting, right? We're in the generation that has all this technology. You think it's new? You think it's new? Do you know what Lovan had? Lovan had truffin. You know what these truffin were able to do? Ooh, let's see what's going on. Where's Rachel? You can't get an iPhone like that. You never will. The Ari HaKadosh tells us that the truffin were connected to a place very, very high in Shemayim. Very, very high. And it was still under the sky. But you're never going to find an iPhone with that type of capability. You're going to lose reception by the time you get so high in the sky. The sky is the limit, Rabbi Osai. It's so limiting. So if you're a guy, you might as well settle for less. The sky's the limit, so you go for what's under the sun. But that's not our metzias. And they're trying to sell it to us. The schoik of sheker. And the guy says, in Mishlei Chafalev Tezayin, Ish Machsor Oyhev Simcha, Oyhev Yayin, Vishemen Lo Yashir. Says the Gain, what does it mean someone who's lacking loves to party, loves the Simcha? Says the Gain, Ish Machsor Batayra, someone who's left without any Torah, Ein Bo Shum Reach Torah, is totally ignorant. Oyhev Liyos Tamid Vesimcha, he just loves to be happy all the time. Why? Because he needs the cheap imitation. He needs it. He can't go to the Yitzchak, so he'll go to the Yishmael. He's got to feel something exciting over here. He's got to feel something crazy. What's pshat over here? What's pshat? Shvichas damim is tzchok. Three things are tzchok. Gili arayas, Shvichas Damim, and Avodah Zarah. Right, Avodah Zarah from last week's Parsha, the Cheda Egel. Gili Arayis, Shvichas Damim. Why are these things called Tzchaik? So Gili Arayis is the easy one, says the Maharal. Right? We know. It's horsing around. It's thinking life is that adventure. We understand. Says the Maharal, they're all the same. All of these things. What does it mean, Shvichas Damim? Shvichas Damim. You don't like someone? Smoke them. What? You crazy? That was your mother-in-law. You're nuts. She was bothering me. out of the Metzias, says the Gaon, you know what Shvichas Damim is? Someone who's not living here. Someone who could do something like that is not living in his life. He lives off of craziness. He creates a world that's outside. He starts just changing everything. Do that. You end somebody's Metzias. Says, you're out of your Metzias. Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, you're going to take Hashem and turn Rachmana Litzlan into an ego. It's something that's just, the entire life is being turned upside down from all three of these Averis, says the Maharal. All three of these things are out. And people are living in these things. I remember when I was younger, it's getting much worse, I'm sure. You know, when we were younger, the video games were very limiting. I don't know what they have today. They used to have, when they were very young, something called Atari. That was like, you know, a guy had to start to run to give it power. You know, it's like very, very weak. There was Atari, there was ColecoVision, then they had Nintendo, then they had Sega Genesis. I'm showing my Bikias over here. Right? Then they had TurboGrafx-16, then they had Super Nintendo, Rabosa, Nintendo came back. Then they had PlayStation and what, in the black box, in the whatever the box, the thing. That was already when I was too old for these things. What's pshat? What's the goal of these things? When I was growing up, the goal was the graphics, 16-bit, 32-bit. The more it could look real. There was a game called Mortal Kombat. The whole mile of the game is you could see the blood. You could see it. I don't even want to know what's going on now. I'm sure they're like out of the bits. They've left the bits. It's like you're there. The Metzias is to live in the game. Everything is about really being there as much as you can. As much as you can. When I was younger, I remember, I heard on the news, there was some crazy bunch of ghetto people who made a movie. You have to be careful because these things can end up on, I don't know, ghetto people, whatever they are. There was a group of ghetto people who made this movie, and in the movie, you know, like in a highway, there's those yellow lines. So they made a movie that you lie down, or the whole group, the whole chevra, lies down on the yellow line in the middle of a highway, right? I didn't have any shaykhus with this. I just heard that in the news that somebody did this, and that's it. Why did he try that? What was he thinking? Right? But do you know how much of this is entering us? We're trying everything, Rabosai. Even if we're not dumb enough to do it in action, we're doing this in Machshava and in Dibur. We have the most devious things in our system. All of them. Shvichas Damim, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, all inside of us. It's just a shaila of how far it goes. How far this wacky existence that we're willing to expose ourselves is. How wild we'll go with our imaginations, Rachmana Litzlan. How do you know if you're living in a game? How do you know? How do you know if you're living in a game? One ththing I can tell you know how you know you're living in a game? If the game is really important to you. One thing as a parent, you know, we tell our kids when they're very upset, it's just a game. And then the kid goes, okay, dad, fine, it's just a game. Baruch Hashem. So he knows it's a game. But what if he starts stamping and going bananas? He doesn't think it's a game. And if somebody needs to see this, because it just came this, and he needs to see that, and he wants to know if this guy will ever make it to the this and to the that, and it's going to be different this time and that, and I have to. He's in the game. He's in a game, Rabosai. He's living in that Metzias. The camera's rolling on him. Rachmana Litzlan. I hear from Rabbanim, Betzim, Rav Matisyahu, Solomon talked about this once, and Rabbanim all over the place. There's a new thing that for simple people like me, I've never heard of such a thing. I've never heard of such a thought occurring in my head. But there are women who, when they get married, want to be tzniastic. They want to be tzniastic. They don't like these big shaitels that, like, you know, they can't fit in the room with these ladies. Their shaitel falls off. The shaitel's this big, and they're, right? I don't know what they're thinking. It doesn't look like hair to me. It looks like a town. I'm not sure. I'm serious. Is this hair, Bichlal? Just like these big things. Anyway, but the husband, he's there, right? The wife, She wants the short little, you know, the horsehair shtetl. She's going for that one. Okay, maybe that's a little extreme, but she does. She says, my husband wants me to wear this stuff. Ooh, she says this to this Rav and this Rav. This is happening way too many times. That's interesting. So you'll say, why? Maybe because he wants to be attracted to his wife. That sounds good. No, he's embarrassed if she doesn't look a certain way. In the street, he's embarrassed by her. Whoa. I am proud to say that I don't know people who've ever had such a thought. Such people think about, before they get married, this is something that goes through their head, is that they're walking, now David and Ruchi are going to Sam's Bagels. Let's roll the camera. He's ordering the bagel. She's getting the iced coffee. What? You're an Instagram. You're pushing an Instagram. You want your wife to be an Instagram. If I can't download her and send her to somebody else, what good is she for? Living in the game. Such a backwards existence. I can't even believe that people would ever think this way and expect that they could live happily ever after. That's a cheshbon that someone has. When someone gets married, a normal, healthy person, they're so excited to be with somebody together alone. What's happening? Everyone's living in the movies today. Everybody. And I tina that we shouldn't have hespedim at Levi's anymore. Very big statement. What do I want to do? I want to roll credits at the end of a life. You go there to the Levi, there's a big screen. Ruchi Shapiro, starring Ruchi Shapiro. David Schwartz, starring David Schwartz, producer, the Schwer who gave them money to run around Jerusalem. What's going on? Everybody's living in a metzias of smoke. They're living in a laughing stock. Let me show you a lesson from Rav Avram ben Arambam. Rav Avram ben Arambam, okay? This is something I don't know if I've ever said Barabim, but it's an amazing thing. Rav Avram ben Arambam says he wants to teach you what a real chassid is. A real chassid. V'chein ra'inu gedolei chassidi Yisrael. There are great chassidim who did strange things. He says they seem strange. They don't seem like regular rebbes. Regular chassidish rebbes would do this. But these are chassidim. Who is it? Chein matzinu. Ba'aba Chilkia, ben benoy shel Choni Amagel, Alav Shalom. The reason why he's saying he's grandson of Choni Amagel, it's a Rebbe family. Aba Chilkia, ben benoy shel Choni Amagel. What did he do that seems like a guest? How could he do this? First he starts describing who he was. Shebishnos b'tzuris amdu huvi ishto b'tfil al matar v'nenu. They could daven, him and his wife, him and his eshes chayil, and they got answered. The rain would come down. But one time, he comes to the city, Yotza Ishtoi Mikushetis Likrasa. His wife is all decked out to see him. Interesting. Abba Chilkia, the Rebbe. His wife is Mikushetis. And the Chachamim needed an explanation. Rebbe, what's going on over here? Shalu Pesher Dover. He said, Kidei Shalo Etein Einai Beisha Acheres. My whole motivation here is that she should look beautiful for me and that there should be no other women in the world. That's the perspective of a healthy chassan. Everything's backwards today. What's my friend going to say about my kala? Because I heard them when I was on Simcha Spot smirking. What's happening? What's happening to us? The health. It's pashut sickness, illness of schleik. Everywhere you go, it seems like things are normal, but they're not. There's a metzias of schleik. And I wanted to say pshat, a sweet pshat, b'siyata d'shmaya. In something from last week's parsha, Vayishma Yoshua es kol ha'am b'rei, right? Yoshua hears the noise of Klal Yisrael in a distance, right? And he says, Vayomer al Moshe, kol milchama b'machane. There's a kol, there's a voice of war in the machane. Very interesting. So says Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayomer, ein kol anos gvura. There's no voice of victory, says the Targum Unkelus. Ve'ein kol anos chalusha, and there's no voice of defeat either. Kol anos anochi shemeya. And the Targum says different than Rashi. Rashi says chirufin v'gidufin, blasphemy. The Targum says, I hear a kol demachaychen, which the Targum always translates tzchoik. I hear tzchaik. What's going on over here? What is this dialogue? For years I've been bothered by this, Rabotai. What is this dialogue between Yoshua and Moshe? What, Moshe had stronger ears than Yoshua? And we need to hear about this? No, listen well. Oh, right. No. The Torah would not put a story like that here. And I'll tell you even more. In Koheles Rabbah and the Yushalmi in Tainus, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu had two Tainus on Yoshua. And one of them was in this, that he didn't recognize the call of Tzchaik. He said, how could somebody who's leading Shishim Riboy, the next leader of our generation, not hear the joke? What's pshat over here? The Ramban says there was a chokhmah to hear this. What's going on? And I think the pshat is b'siyata d'shmaya the following. Yehoshua heard something like a war. He heard, "Arg!" Right? And then he heard, "Ah!" Right? So he says, there's a melchama going on. And Moshe Rabbeinu heard it. And he heard the scream of victory. Yeah! And he heard the scream of defeat. Ooh! And he says to Yehoshua, no. That's not a voice of defeat. That's not a voice of victory. That's a voice of joking. And it says, whoever doesn't hear that, can't. Game 7, Rabosai, at the buzzer. The Rangers get it. Yeah! Imagine you don't know what's going on. You're Yoshua. You just have the headphones of this. They've won the war, Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Gloria, your favorite character, was killed off the show. No! They've lost the war, Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu says, no. This is not the sound of victory. This is not the sound of defeat. All of their seriousness, all of the things that they get excited about are one big joke. Rachman al-Islan. We should all be zocha to laugh less.